Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beaumont Sean. As always, we appreciate you joining us, stopping by as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we're busy. It's draft season here at CollegeToPro.com. And you know that means we're bringing you guests every single day. We got a lot of week left, so we'll bring more guys towards the end of the week as well. But with that said, we're going to the Division School, two school, King's College, and Bobby Russell, their productive standout linebacker. Bobby, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. I mean, can you believe your time at King's College has kind of come and gone, and now you're kind of focusing on pro day and things that come with being an NFL draft prospect?
First, thank you for having me. It's an honor. Yeah, it's pretty surreal that senior season is over and there's a chance that football may be done. Hoping it's not. Hoping to get that going more.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, I'm curious. I mean, growing up, I mean, I'm sure you probably played football your whole life, different positions. What other positions have you played, and how did you kind of emerge into the linebacker role?
Yeah, definitely. Especially in, like, rec league, growing up in, like, middle school, played a bunch of different positions, like offensive line and fullback and quarterback. Because they kind of just move everyone around when you're little. But as I got into high school, to get on varsity, I started off with a long snapper, and I was actually center, middle linebacker, and tight end as years went on. So I was kind of spread out throughout there. And then I was just getting my senior year of high school, I played tight end and linebacker and long snapper, and that's what I was getting recruited for, both positions. And King's College came to me, and there was another school that wanted me to play tight end, but I was like, I'd rather hit people than get hit. So kind of stuck with defense, and it's turning out pretty well so far.
Definitely, it's turned out very well for you, and I love the versatility. So can you still, in a pinch, can you still long snap if needed?
Oh, yes, sir. I actually long snapped this. I was long snapping for Kings, and that's what I've been practicing
excellent.
A lot more now, because I know that'll help have that as a backup when scouts or coaches are talking to me.
Oh, yeah, dude, that's huge. Like you said, I mean, yeah, I mean, come this time of the year, man, I mean, that's something all the other guys are, man, like, darn, I wish I would have done that. Yeah, that's great to have. I'm glad to know that. Oh, that's excellent. And for you, I mean, obviously, I mean, you know, you emerge, you get there, and you know, no matter what level you're at, no matter what position, school, et cetera, until you kind of get on the field and start doing what you're doing, you really don't know. I know the confidence never lacks in any of you guys, but when does it kind of sink in, Bobby, that, you know, you have the skill set to kind of get a shot at doing this at the next level? When does it kind of become a reality?
I mean, in high school, I noticed I could play pretty well. And then when I got to college, it was kind of like a confidence booster. The guys, the upperclassmen kind of took me in under their wing and taught me some of the ways, and it kind of helped me progress my ability, especially the coaches as well. And just being able to make some plays and stand out a little bit kind of gave me the confidence that I might be able to have that chance at the next level. And having a 6'3", 240 body doesn't hurt as well.
Definitely. And that dude, that's the thing. When we first started talking and, you know, I went and looked at you and started, you know, trying to, you know, just learn a little bit about you. Guys like you don't play. Usually if it's a smaller school, the guys just some, you know, there's always just that weird thing where, you know, you're a middle linebacker, but you're 5'10", 210 or something like that. I mean, excellence. I mean, that is NFL prototypical size. I mean, you think you got passed over a little bit or kind of, you know, I mean, I don't know, you know, kind of lost in translation, if you will, coming out of high school?
I mean, I believe in everything happens for a reason. So I kind of just go with the flow.
Yeah.
I had a great 4 years here at King's. Just the relationships I've built with my teammates and coaches, it's been very well. You know, I've been treated well here. I mean, I came from a small high school. I graduated with 140 students, so maybe that didn't help.
Okay.
And we were in, like, the smallest division in North Jersey. So, I mean, maybe that was a little overlooking. But, I mean, like I said before, I'm a big believer in everything happens for a reason. And I kind of like it because I'm kind of creating my own path and kind of – like, my goal is to get to the next level to prove that you don't have to go to a big D1 school and to get to the next level.
Definitely. Hey, man, there's nobody that knows it more than the guys here at collegeofpro.com because, I mean, we specialize in small school guys, giving you guys as much love as possible. And, I mean, I have a laundry list of names that are small school kids that are, you know, and, you know, but the fun thing about it is sometimes, you know, an agent will call or a kid will, you know, get a hold of us and you're like, man, who's this guy? Where is he from? You know, you never even hear the school. You can kind of do some homework on them and you get them on the show and you're like, well, and then lo and behold, you know, Sunday rolls around and I can tell you right now, Bobby, there is nobody besides probably your mom and dad or your family, friends, probably even more than just your friends. I mean, I will be scouring those roster cuts for all you guys when Oscar rolls around. I am just looking through the list of guys and praying that you guys stay on that 53-man roster. But with that said, once again, Bobby Russell, the standout King's College linebacker, very productive man, and he shared that size frame with us. His NFL size and ability brings a lot to the table. If you miss any of this show with him, you'll always know iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be posting his College to Pro bio page. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about this young man as he builds up towards April 27th. That's when the draft commences in Philadelphia. You have the size. I'm curious. I mean, if you're in the film room with some scouts, what do you think they're going to love when they're breaking down tape you? I mean, what are those characteristics and traits of the position that kind of pop off the film for you?
Personally, I've been told just to hustle plays, not giving up on any plays. Like if someone's turning the corner and I'm like 15 yards away, it doesn't mean I'm out of the play. Anything could happen. Was always taught fly to the ball no matter what, because any time that ball could be popped up and you could be in that position to recover that ball or make a play. I play very aggressively on the field and been able to make plays to help teams kind of get in position to get that win.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed? And I ask this question because sometimes the film doesn't reveal certain qualities. I mean, we could say weight room, film study, leadership qualities. Maybe the defense you ran where, you know, the system didn't allow you to showcase other skills. I mean, this is your podcast. We pass it off to scouts. I mean, so if they listen in, what is one thing about Bobby Russell that they may not see on film that's a huge bonus for them to know?
Definitely my work ethic and film study. I would get 3 or 4 hours of film study throughout the week for each team. And as well as, like I said, my work ethic, I'm in the weight room all the time and I'm eating well. I take it very seriously, not going out on the weekends a lot. And I kind of put all my focus, I put all my focus towards it and nothing can really distract me and get me off my path.
Nice. What are some of them waiting? What's your clean? How many, you know, reps, all those fun numbers?
My hang clean. I actually cleaned 315.
Nice.
In the beginning of the season. My bench is in the high teens, my 225 bench. I'm still progressing on that because I'm going to the regional combine on the 25th, which is in 2 weeks down in Washington, actually.
Oh, wonderful. No, that's excellent.
I'll have the exact numbers of everything.
Oh yeah, that's a great. And I'm curious. And are you training at school? Or are you doing some combine prep at another facility?
So this past winter break, we were off for a month. I trained at this gym, Varsity House, which is up in Orangeburg, New York, with great trainers, and they kind of taught me the ropes because up to that, I never really practiced running a 40 or an L drill, and they helped me get started up with that. and then when I came back to school, I've been training with this small gym, Fame Strength, Josh. He's been helping me out with a lot of the combine stuff as well. And I also train with Larry Denko at Denko's All-American Fitness, who's been helping me get stronger and getting ready for this bench.
Nice. And there's so much. Is it weird, Bobby, that, you know, you've been busting your tail, kicking butt on the field for 4 years, and then all that work kind of – and it doesn't play the whole part, but it does have a part in this – that, you know, they're going to be worried about, you know, how fast you run your 40 or, you know, what your vert is? I mean, is it kind of mind-boggling that there's so much emphasis put on this?
Yeah, I mean, I've watched the combine on TV. I mean, that's one of my favorite things down in – it's usually in Indianapolis. And I love watching it. It's cool to see how these freak athletes. But, I mean, it does take a – it does put a game aspect to it, but – I wasn't really a believer in the 40 bit. You have to – I mean, how often is a linebacker running 40 yards completely straight with no pads on, you know?
You're exactly right, man. Yeah, that's what I always think. I'm like, man, you know. Yeah, it does. And, you know, I always look at it like, you know, if you have team – if you have player one and player two and they're both pretty equal – you know, you had 100 tackles, the other kid had 100 tackles. Well, you know, maybe you're a 4.99 guy and this guy's a 4.66 guy. So, you know, kind of gives him the advantage. But like I said, it's just kind of fun sometimes just knowing that these numbers are so critical. And, you know, the funny thing is, and I will get to this, but like in terms of pro day, I know kids who have literally, and this is no joke, I know that they have run their 40s in rainstorms outside. And those are the times that they get labeled with. And then you have some other kids, you know, they're indoors on a fast track, blazing down, you know, their 40-yard dash, and it's just – it's crazy to know that those are the numbers that kind of, you know, you're stuck with almost. It's kind of like a, you know, your Social Security number. So it is bizarre. Pro day for you, and are you going – I mean, I know you're doing the regional combine, but are you doing any pro days locally?
My head coach, I'm trying to get into Villanova's pro day, and if that can happen, okay, he's going to help me find another one that I hope that I could get into. And then April 2nd, I'm actually going to a CFL tryout down in North Carolina.
Which one? Who for who?
The Ottawa Red Blacks. There was
awesome.
A few other ones, but the dates were just very tight and just had money. It's hard to get some money to go to some of these things.
Yeah, I hear you there, man. It's a grueling time for all you guys, and like I said, people don't realize the dedication that goes on behind the scenes that to kind of get to where you're at, and obviously another jump to get to that next level. Before we let you go, we have a couple more questions, but I'm curious: do you get comparisons to anyone, or is anyone that you kind of pattern yourself after that's at the next level?
I've been asked that question before. I kind of compare myself to a C.J. Mosley, kind of, because he plays very aggressively and plays sideline to sideline and brings the boom when he hits someone, you know?
Nice. I dig it. Sometimes guys don't have any – oh, yeah, for sure. And, man, we're almost out of time. I can't believe these shows go so quick sometimes. Before we let you go, though, we always like to end the show on some lighthearted off-the-wall type stuff. You ready to take a shot with some of those questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Now, superstitions. Are there any superstitions that you bring the game to?
Superstitions? Not really. I used to like play How Bad Do You Want It by Eric Thomas before every single game.
Okay.
But I kind of drifted away from that and kind of just did my own little thing before each game. Nothing crazy.
Nice. And this question I think you guys like to answer the most, or at least I think you give the most thought to. Female celebrities. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
It's hard to answer considering I have a girlfriend right now, but I don't know. That's a tough question. I always liked Kim Kardashian, but she's got a little crazy lately.
Yeah. Hey, they're all crazy, right? I mean, so just you just get to see her on TV. I think that's where that lies. And then for you, you made so many tackles. You're a big hitter. Has there anything? Do you remember something off the top of your head where you made the big hit and you got up and you just kind of said something to the guy you tackled that you kind of walked away laughing like, man, that was just ridiculous what I just said?
Oh man, I mean, there's probably 100 random things I've said just at the heat of the moment. No, I don't really know. Or I probably hit someone and said, "Stay down there."
Oh, dude, that's fantastic. And then one more question before we let you go. We've been working with Eric Dorsey from Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts themes on shoes and, you know, does them up nice. If you could have any theme on your cleats, what would you want sprayed on there?
Oh, man. I'll probably put small schools mean a bigger story.
Ooh, small schools mean a bigger story. Dang, dude. Tell you what, man, we've had some great that might be your Twitter thing when I Twitter blast this link out, man. That's a good one. Small schools mean bigger stories, man. That's excellent, man. Well, hey, man, we appreciate you taking some time. I know you've got so much going on. You're very busy. You got a lot to do as you get prepared. But, again, we just like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you stopping by to C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. I appreciate it greatly. It was an honor.
No, no problem. The honor is all ours. Once again, Bobby Russell, King's College standout linebacker, 6'3", folks, 243. Those aren't baby numbers. Those are big boy numbers. Those are NFL size numbers with NFL size talent. And as he said, small schools mean bigger stories, and I hope he becomes one of those big stories as he reaches that next level. If you want more with Bobby Russell, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we can't wait to get his draft bio up so you guys can kind of devour what this kid brings to the table. As always, we appreciate you listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.